Blog Talk Radio.
Working full-time, raising a family, Bluefield College offers an online program designed to fit your lifestyle and budget. A Christ-centered, student-focused education. Classes start May 8th. Learn more at bluefield.edu.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share relevant kingdom teaching with you all on tonight. We are being blessed as our territory is expanding. Amen. God has seen fit and sanctioned us, my husband and myself, to do a work in the kingdom in the area of couples ministry. And we are grateful to God for what we did on last weekend at New Creation Ministries, at ministry under the leadership of Prophetess Cheryl Forrest. The event was a blessing, such that we've been asked to come again in June. So we want everybody in this region to mark your calendars for June 3rd, 2017. We will be going back to New Creation Ministries on June 3rd, starting at 10 o'clock a.m. for part two of It's All About the Relationship. More information will be coming concerning this event in the coming weeks, but we wanted to give you a heads up that we are planning, we are diligently seeking the Lord for what He would speak during this gathering. But on June 3rd, we will be doing part two of It's All About the Relationship, being held at New Creation Ministries in Copps Creek, Virginia, that ministry under the leadership of Prophet Cheryl Forrest. Amen. 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 So tonight, our topic is Think on These Things. My husband and I are students in the secular setting in the school, but also students of the kingdom. And we are grateful for our mentor, Prophet Apostle Rodney Deaney, who is an amazing man of God, who has been pouring into us each week, empowering us so that as we go forward in our teachings to the platform that God has established for us, we will be able to teach with clarity, amen, so that people will understand what it is that the Spirit is saying in this season. And something that we talked about on this past week was our mindset and the power of our thoughts. And as I sit down today pondering on what I would share tonight, I heard this song. I believe Tyrone Davis sang this song some years ago, and he said, "Baby, can I change my mind? I just want to change my mind." And when he said that thing, it stunned me, because there's so many people that need to change their mind about the things that they have been believing and what they have been receiving and how they've been responding. There is a need. There is a need for many who say that they are believers. I can't negate that they are or are not, but there is a need for the changing of mind, because the word declares in Proverbs 23:7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So there's some folks that we want to help tonight and encourage them to think on these things. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for the precious Holy Ghost that lives within, thanking you for this opportunity to come once again to share in this teaching time. Father, we give you praise now for what will be said and what will be done. We thank you. Holy Spirit, move. Have your way in and through me. And for those listening, if there may be a question, a concern, a comment. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for using each one of them on tonight for your glory. We thank you now, and we count it down in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So let's first look at Philippians 4:8. We know this scripture. I know we know this. Just finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. And in reading that scripture, in meditating just on that alone, we're able to see the principle behind how we need to be managing our thoughts. My husband and I were having a conversation right before we came on the air, and I was having debates about should I pack this or should I carry this and what should I do. And I made a statement, and he said, okay, don't change your mind. You said it, now move with it. And so I didn't go back to rethink it, to reassess it, but I said it, and so I acted upon it. Even in that conversation, he brought to mind something that I said during our couple's gathering. He said, I made the statement that men were crazy. I put men in a barrel, in a box, but I just grouped them all together with a very general phrase saying men were crazy. Now, I'm sure there was probably more to it than that, but in a general statement to say that, for me to have that thought, there had to be something more to it. But, again, if we're going to try to manage our thoughts, if we're going to try to shift with the mind of Christ, if we are doing as the Word says, if I made that statement, and because I made that statement, I apologize to those men that were in attendance, those women who heard me make that statement, because all men are not crazy. There was more to it. But I'm making that statement now. Men, forgive me. Because not all of you are. Not all of you are crazy. We have power. We have power over our own thoughts. Do you believe that? We have power over our thoughts. Our conscious mind has the ability to accept or reject thoughts. The thought comes. Do we give it the moment, or do we dismiss it? Negative thoughts or any thoughts that are not consistent with the thoughts of God have to be shut down at our conscious level, at our conscious level. Why? Because if we allow that, then goes to our subconscious level. Once it goes to our subconscious level, then we start acting that thing out and we say, oh, I don't even know where that came from. Oh, it came from a thought. It came from a thought. When we think about situations that we have been in, we can look at situations on our job, in our families, where we saw loved ones act out, children act out, boss acting funny. And you'd be like, how did they do that? What? This is what we say. What were they thinking? That was the right question. You have to ask them, what were you thinking? Especially if you are one who says you are Christian, that you love God, you're about fulfilling the purpose that he placed on you and before he even placed you in your mother's womb, that you're about fulfilling God's business, then we have to ask, what are you thinking? Because thoughts that come to us that are contrary to God's plan for our lives have to be dealt with. They have to be rejected. Because if we continue to entertain those thoughts which are not consistent with God's plan for our life, it will cause us the reprogramming of our subconscious mind and our heart, and then we will be operating opposed to what God's intent was for our lives. Yeah, I know. I did it too. because somebody going, Lord, what? Wait a minute. Really? Yeah, really. And yeah, I've been there, because there have been times when I have thought on a thing. And I allowed that thought to linger just a little while too long and find myself acting it out, and it ain't a good thing. It ain't good, y'all. And so then I have to repent. I have to go back and do some purging to get my mind right, to get my mind right. Let's take a quick look. If you have your word and you're here with me, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 55. And from the King James Version, Isaiah 55, verses 7 and 8 says this: Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Hear me. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. But you saw that. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Y'all heard what I said. When my thoughts were not in alignment with the thinking that I should have, which is honest and true and just and pure and lovely and a good report and praise, I wasn't thinking on those things, that I had to go to God and say, God, I need you to help me, forgive me, please. He'll pardon me. But we have to know that when you're thinking contrary, your life is misaligned. And we've talked about alignment and the necessity of alignment and fulfilling purpose in the kingdom. It has to happen. We look at the scripture, what we're seeing is the unconscious man's mind or heart has not been programmed or tuned to the thoughts of God. But we have to, with intent, be willing to surrender all of what we desire and think to that which God intends that we think. We've got to tune our hearts towards him, towards the frequency of God, to the yielding of the Holy Spirit. We've got to think on these things. Our life has to be in sync and in alignment with God's plan for our lives. You know, when I think about sync, and in alignment, I think about a drum line when I think about being in sync. A drum line is a group from the percussions and cymbals and drums and all of that. And they meticulously are in sync with a sound, a regimented sound. And if somebody is off by a hair, it messes up the sound. And see, so with us, as we are in sync with God's plan, as our thoughts are in line with the thoughts that he has towards us, then we find ourselves being in sync, and we start seeing the manifestation of those things that he's spoken concerning us happening with ease. We ain't got to tarry. We ain't got to say, Lord, if it be your will. Because when you say, Lord, if it be your will, that means you ain't read the word to know what his will is. Because if you know his will, then pray his will concerning you. We ain't going there tonight. Think on these things. Think on these things. Again, when we look at this, how many times have we been driven by a thought? And we've talked about this too. We've talked about watching our gates, because sometimes our thoughts will enter based on what we give, what our gates have access to. We start watching stuff we know we ought not to be watching. We start listening to stuff we know we ought not to be listening to. We touching stuff we ought not to be touching. Then we wonder why? Where did that thought come from? Sometimes I have these crazy dreams,
And I wake up from the dream and I go, well, Lord, where did that come from? Where did that dream come from? And I have to search myself because I'll be like, Lord, that is so far off. Where did that come from? Show me the root of that. Because somewhere along the line, I won't think of something right in order for that to come before me. So then I'm like, okay, purge me, Lord, clean me, Lord, I repent. Whatever I said, if it was omission or commission, Father, I repent because I desire to think on the things which you desire I'll be thinking on. And we go back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah told us, he said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, we were a thought. We were on God's mind. God, he knew when we were each conceived. And we were first conceived in the mind of God. He processed thoughts concerning each of us at conception, before conception. He became emotionally involved with who we are and what we're going to do. He became emotionally involved with our thoughts and our ideas. It was at that time that he even impressed in our subconscious those things that we should give weight to in our lives, to nourish us and strengthen us and empower us in the things of God. But because of the environments and the situations that we placed ourselves in, I say placed ourselves in because a lot of times we always want to blame the enemy. Oh, the devil didn't do nothing. The only time the devil even got access to you is when you're out of alignment with God's will. So if you're doing anything and you make a conscious decision or subconsciously you find yourself in a situation because you ain't got the strength, you're not utilizing the Holy Spirit that's within you. Because the word says when you resist the devil will flee. So you start entertaining things. You start letting your mind wander. And you start thinking on impure thoughts. And you start thinking on a lie. And you stop being honest. And come on now. You're not just. You're not thinking about the good report. You're thinking about what man says. But God was like, look, I need you to think on these things. Think on the good things. Because I have a plan for you. I let you know that I had a plan for you before you were even in your mother's womb. I told you that. I had a plan for you. I knew you. I was emotionally involved with you before you were even conceived in your mother's womb. I was there. I knew. But now I need you to know that for some of you, you've got to start thinking differently. It's time for you to change your mind. You have to start operating with the mind of Christ in every situation that you face, in every facet of your life. You have to start thinking with the mind of Christ. And one thing, too, you know, when your mind right, your conversation is right. When your mind off, you start talking off. So you have to check yourself. When you start speaking doubts and fear, I'm calling those out because those are some things, those are some challenges that I've dealt with in the past. But glory to God, they don't affect me anymore. I have to start thinking on the right things and thinking on true and what he's promised to me, he will manifest. And the only thing that's keeping me away from receiving what it is that God has for me is me. Because I won't act right. Because I won't think right. Because I won't talk right. Yeah, I know. Y'all have to realize that your paradigms in your life are being shaped by whoever you will allow to influence your thoughts, your perspective, and even your current reality. When you find yourself being perplexed more so than being calm, you got to check your surroundings because you're allowing situations and individuals to influence your thoughts. You're allowing them to influence your current reality, but you have got to ownership and authority over your thoughts. We go back to the Philippians 4:8. It says, think on these things. that's it. Think on these things. It's like, choose these things to think on.
Yeah.
Power that we have of thinking, or the power of our thoughts. Because when the word tells us to write our vision and make our vision plain, our vision first came from a thought, and that thought was given. And so we began to write out a vision. We began to write out a business plan, and then we began to work it, and we wait for insight and instruction. Again, this is thought process, and as those thoughts come and we get clarity, and then we began to move on it. Look, y'all got to know that as a man thinketh, so is he. So when we start thinking the things that are positive, thinking the things that are purposeful, thinking the things that are promised, thinking the things which are kingdom, then we begin to see manifestations of the things that God has promised to us. But don't underestimate the power of your thoughts. They're powerful. The power of your thoughts is limitless. There's limitless power that we have there, just there. And if we can come to that realization within, to know that when the enemy comes and says, oh, this isn't going to happen, oh, that's not going to happen, you feel like, you know what, I'm dismissing that, I'm rejecting that, I'm not giving that any credence, I'm not giving that any space. No, not that's got to flee. That's got to go. That thought has to go, because I got authority. I have a way to manage my thoughts. So when that thought comes, I dismiss it. I'm going to put the word on it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the word on it. When those things pop off, I'm putting word on it, because I want the manifestation of those things that God has promised to me. I don't want to operate in opposition to what God's purpose and plan is for my life. I want to operate in alignment and receive. We have to guard our hearts, because our heart is the seat of our thoughts. I said it. Man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when your heart is messed up, when you're having heart challenges, get your heart right, so that your mind can be right. Yeah, I know. The stinging of a hurt heart sometimes makes it challenging to get your mind right, because you're feeling some kind of way. But God is able to heal and deliver whatever the case may be, any circumstance or situation that we're facing. He tells us that we have to guard our heart with all diligence out of our heart. And if we know that life flows from our heart, then it's also flowing from our mind. And then if it's not dealt with appropriately in our mind, then it becomes a part of our subconscious being. And then we start acting in disobedience to God's plan. We're opposing his plan and his purpose for our lives because we didn't guard our heart. We didn't manage our thinking. And because we didn't manage our thinking, then all of a sudden our behavior has shifted. Goes back to this, I hear your Holy Spirit, knowing who you are, utilizing the power that's been given to you, operating in the authority that you have here. You've got to become the best manager ever over your thoughts and guarding your heart. Stay in alignment with God's plan for your life. I know. God, I know. So many people hear stuff, even stuff that come across the pulpit and all kinds of places, people hear stuff that get them twisted up and make them feel like they want to turn their back on God. But you know what? We have to be accountable for ourselves. We're told, 2 Timothy, study to show yourself approved. Not study to show them, but study to show yourself approved. Take the time, spend it with the Holy Spirit. Get in the Word and see and hear what it is the Spirit wants to reveal to you. The truth that the Holy Spirit would have you to walk in so that you can receive what it is that God has promised you. Think on these things. We have power of thoughts. We have the ability to manage them. When they show up and they're contrary to God's plan, dismiss that stuff quickly. Cast it back. Time, any weight, nothing. Reject it. And begin to nurture your spirit, nurture your heart, nurture your mind with the things, come on, the things which are true, the things which are honest, the things which are just, the things which are pure, the things that are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. We do have a few callers on the line on tonight. Question or comment. Amen. We welcome you to press one at this time, and we will quickly bring you on for any questions or comments. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, amen. We thank God for each of you who has joined us on this evening. It is our prayer that this teaching has been a help to you, to aid you in staying in alignment with God's plan for your life, and just to remind you that you have the ability to manage your thoughts. And when that stuff show up, just go ahead and reject it. Go ahead and reject it. Become a quality assurance manager of your own thoughts. You know, when quality assurance comes in, they make sure that any product that comes through got to pass certain specs. When those thoughts come and they don't pass the Philippians 4:8 specs, reject it. Don't let it go past. Reject it. So that you can make sure that you are moving according to what God has for you, that you're not being opposed to the purpose, plan, and his intent for your life. So, Father, we thank you tonight for this teaching. We thank you for what Holy Spirit has shared with us and what Holy Spirit has spoken through me. We pray now that these seeds will go into good ground and they will bring forth a return that you desire, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Listeners, we invite you to join us again on next Sunday at 8 o'clock p.m. for another empowerment session. Not sure who our teacher will be on next week, but we'll be right here. As always, we encourage you, do something each day to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all until next time.
Are you someone looking for a new career opportunity? Minister Freddie Bird is looking for those who are energetic, enthusiastic, coachable, family-oriented entrepreneurs seeking an opportunity with unlimited earning potential. This person must be goal-oriented, and he's only seeking those who are serious about this opportunity. Please contact him at 804-873-4893.